This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The government today gave nod to increase the minimum support price MSP for Rabi crops for marketing season 2025-26. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav briefed media about the cabinet decisions taken under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi.
Rabi marketing season ke liye MSP approve hua hai that the price should be at least 50% above the cost. Wo sabse bada factor hota hai. Us aadhar pe jo 6 rabi crops hai, gehun ke liye 150 rupaye badhaya gaya hai, barley yani jaw ke liye 130 rupaye badhaya gaya hai, gram yani chane ke liye 210 rupaye badhaya gaya hai, masoor ke liye 275 rupees badhaya gaya hai aur sarson ke liye 300 rupaye ki badhotri ki gayi hai aur safflower yani kusum uske liye 140 rupees badhotri ki gayi.
Mr. Vaishnav said government also approved construction of Varanasi Pandit Deendayal Upadhyay multi tracking project including a new rail cum road bridge across Ganga River in Uttar Pradesh.
एक नया ब्रिज बनाए जिस ब्रिज में नीचे वाले डेक पे 4 रेलवे लाइन होगी और ऊपर वाले डेक में 6 लेन का हाईवे हो. ये वर्ल्ड में ट्रांसपोर्ट कैपेसिटी में वन ऑफ द बिगेस्ट ब्रिजेस में काउंट हो. ये हमारा एंटायर ईस्ट और नॉर्थ, ईस्ट और वेस्ट, इन दोनों को जोड़ने का ये एक बहुत बड़ा कॉरिडोर है. गंगा जी पर ये ब्रिज अपने आप में बहुत बड़ा एक मेजर लैंडमार्क है. इस ब्रिज को कंस्ट्रक्ट करने में 2,642 करोड़ रुपीस का इन्वेस्टमेंट लगेगा. करीब 4 साल का टाइम लगेगा.
यूनियन कैबिनेट अप्रूव 3% इंक्रीज इन डीएनएस अलाउंस डीए फॉर सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट एम्प्लॉइज एंड डीएनएस रिलीफ डीआर फॉर पेंशनर्स. मिस्टर वैष्णव सेड इंक्रीज इन डीए एंड डीआर विल बेनिफिट ओवर 49 लाख सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट एम्प्लॉइज एंड ओवर 64 लाख पेंशनर्स. प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी विल अटेंड द सेलिब्रेशंस ऑफ अभिधम दिवस and recognition of Pali as a classical language in New Delhi tomorrow. The International Buddhist Confederation, in association with the Culture Ministry, is observing the International Abhidham Divas. The Prime Minister will share his insights on the significance of Abhidham Divas, the importance of the Pali language, and the government's ongoing efforts to preserve and promote the rich heritage of Buddha Dham. Haryana's Acting Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini has been elected the leader of the BJP Legislature Party. Union Home Minister and Party Observer Amit Shah informed this after the Legislature Party meeting at the party office in Panchkula. Union Ministers Dharmendra Pradhan, Manohar Lal and other party leaders were present in the meeting. Now, Mr. Saini will meet Governor Bandaru Dattatreya with the BJP Legislature Party and stake claim to form the government. The swearing-in ceremony will be held in Panchkula tomorrow. In Jammu and Kashmir, Omar Abdullah officially assumed the charge of Chief Minister today. He was accorded a grand reception by officers and employees at the Civil Secretariat and was also honoured with a ceremonial guard of honour. Later, Mr. Abdullah held an introductory meeting with the administrative secretaries to discuss various official matters. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has termed the meeting of the SCO Council of Heads of Government held in Islamabad today as productive. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said 8 outcome documents were signed on the occasion. He highlighted that India made a positive and constructive contribution to the deliberations. The 7th session of the International Solar Alliance Assembly will be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi from the 3rd of next month. The 4th event will continue till the 6th of November. The ISA Assembly will deliberate on initiatives of International Solar Alliance ISA that impact energy access, security and traditions, with a focus on empowering member countries to adopt solar energy and mobilize finance to speed up solar deployment. In a curtain-raiser press conference in New Delhi, Union Minister of New and Renewable Energy and President of ISA Prahlad Joshi said that leaders from across the world will be gathered at the ISA Assembly to promote the widespread adoption of solar power. The domestic benchmark indices today extended losses for second straight session. The BSE Sensex lost 319 points to close at 81,501. And that is the end of this news bulletin.